With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The election night watch party for Kamala Harris ended without a late-night appearance from the vice president. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
After midnight, Harris campaign co-chair Cedric Richmond spoke to the crowd at the vice president's watch party.
We will continue overnight to fight to make sure that every vote is counted, that every voice has spoken.
Harris supporters left the watch party at Howard University when the vice president did not show up. Richmond said Harris would speak publicly about the election later on Wednesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
According to some media reports, President Trump is projected to win Pennsylvania. He's already secured the swing states of Georgia and North Carolina. Also at SRNnews.com, Decision Desk HQ projects Republicans have captured the Senate, ending their four-year stretch in the minority. Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports.
The victories come as a welcome relief to Republican senators after two disappointing election cycles. They lost two runoff elections in Georgia to lose their majority in 2020 and failed to win back the majority in 2022 despite early projections. As of Tuesday night, Republicans have captured two seats held by Democrats. Republicans entered the election cycle as favorites to recapture the Senate, as Democrats had to defend 23 seats, while Republicans only had to worry about 11 seats, all in states that supported former President Trump in 2016 and 2020. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The tropical storm Rafael has strengthened into a Category 1 hurricane as it swirled past Jamaica towards western Cuba. It was another stroke of bad news for Cuba, which has been struggling with blackouts while recovering from another hurricane 2 weeks ago that killed at least six people in the eastern portion of the island. Forecasters warn that Rafael is expected to slam into the island Wednesday after dumping rain on Jamaica and the Cayman Islands Tuesday. The center warned of floods and mudslides. This is SRN News. A major effort to spread the gospel is progressing.
Global Church Network's plan is to set up 800 training hubs for Christian leaders all around the world in hopes of providing the kind of guidance that will be needed to achieve the organization's goal of fulfilling the Great Commission by the year 2030. GCN says so far it's managed to establish 200 of those training hubs on six of the seven continents. The latest hubs have been opened in South Africa and the Balkans, and all, additionally, 1 million pastors will be trained. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The chairwoman of the Florida Democrat Party says her side is losing Jewish voters because of the robust Republican response to pro-Hamas protest on college campuses. Nikki Friedman, who is Jewish, says what's been happening in American politics has made a lot of our Jewish brothers and sisters start to question the Democrat Party. Experts say a narrative of Jews who identify as progressive or left-leaning are feeling alienated by the left. This is SRN News. The UK moves to make the purchase of cigarettes illegal.
Legislation intended to ban today's British children from ever legally being able to smoke began its journey through Parliament on Tuesday. The Tobacco and Vapes Bill would also bar smoking and vaping in some outdoor spaces, such as playgrounds and the entrances to schools and hospitals. But a proposed ban on smoking in pub beer gardens has been dropped after opposition from bar owners. The bill also proposes to restrict vape flavours and ban bright vape packaging aimed at children. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Florida voters rejected ballot measures to protect abortion rights and legalize marijuana. Tuesday's results hand a victory to Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who used state resources, campaigned heavily to defeat the issue. Obesity doctors reporting high demand for weight loss drugs, but they say supply and insurance hurdles continue. More details at SRNnews.com.